When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There's a lot going on in the world right now, and the Skim is here to help you cut through the noise. Meet Skim This, a weekly podcast that makes it easier to understand how the news impacts you. They'll break down the most complicated stories of the week and add context and clarity to answer the questions that are on your mind, to help explain why what happened this week matters both in the short term and the long term. So subscribe and listen every Friday morning on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is online access to licensed counselors. It's therapy you can do from your couch. So if something in your life is making you feel stuck or unhappy or frustrated and you could use some help, try talking to a therapist and start with BetterHelp. All you have to do is fill out a quick online survey and they'll match you with a counselor within 48 hours. And if you don't like that counselor for any reason, you can switch to a different person free of charge. To try BetterHelp and also really help out our show, you can head to trybetterhelp.com/helpmebeme and you'll get 10% off your first month of therapy. Hi friends, it's Sarah May. And this is an episode called Burn the Fuck Out. It's a power-up episode, which means it's shorter, and it's really just to help tune your energy. So it's not like the full-length episodes. So this is for anyone who feels like they just can't do it anymore and like the well is dry, because life can be a total shit show. So if you feel exhausted and burnt to a crisp, but the week just doesn't stop, this is for you. So this is really for tuning your energy. So it's to be done ideally while you can actually close your eyes, but if you can't, it's all good. You're probably listening to this while doing something else. Like you're probably driving somewhere or walking the dog. So if you can't, I get it. All good. I think it'll be good regardless. So first of all, let's just do a quick body scan, if that is something that feels safe to you. I know for some people, if you have trauma, it might not feel good or comfortable to mentally scan your own body. So don't force it. But I just want you to like basically start at your head, top of your head, scan down your face, back of your neck, and your shoulders, armpits, outside of your arms, your chest, your back, your stomach, your abs, your hips, and past your hips, your butt, your thighs, your knees, your calves, all the way down your ankles to your tips of your toes. And just take note of any tension, any tightness, anything about your physical state. Maybe if you're clenching your stomach muscles or if you feel like your hips are really tight. Whatever it is, just notice it. And however you can safely, I just want you to stretch somewhere that maybe feels a little tight. So if it's maybe your back feels tight, just do a little side stretch out to one side and to the other. Maybe it's just lifting up both arms and stretching them over your head. Whatever it is, safely do one stretch and take one long deep breath. And if it is safe for you and possible for you, I also recommend trying to do one forward fold. So just fold over the fronts of your legs and just let your arms hang down. And let your back kind of release. And take another long, slow, deep breath. If you are able to, close your eyes while you do this. And as a double, triple, quadruple bonus, if you have access to something that is either hot or cold, I invite you to get it now. Like, for example, let's say you're driving and you have a seat warmer, press that seat warmer button. If you don't have that, let's say you're by your freezer, if you have a bag of frozen peas, grab the frozen peas. If you have something cold, I just want you to press it against your eyes and your temples, just briefly, and just take another slow, even breath. And if you have something warm or hot, maybe take a sip of it. Or if you can press it against your lower back, that would be a suggestion. Also, you can do that later. It's a nice way to ground your body, is to take something of an opposite temperature. If it's cold, pressing it against your face. If it's warm, pressing it against your hips or your lower back or your stomach. Okay, let's go on to this episode. Before I do that, though, one last thing I want you to do is smile. So let's smile and take one last slow, even, deep breath. Now for some perspective tuning. Firstly, you are where you are, which is surviving, because you are a fucking warrior. This shit is real. It is not easy. And you are winning at surviving in your life right now. So high fives. I just want you to give yourself credit for that. Because life is hard and you are doing it. You are moving through it. Maybe you have a really long work week. Maybe you have a really long day outside of the work week, like caring for other people. Maybe you have a lot of stress you're dealing with on a daily basis, and maybe you feel like you're treading water. Whatever it is, you are moving through it successfully. So just give yourself a little high five for that. It's really fucking hard, but you're doing it. You're being successful at that process. Now, I want you to just bring to mind someone in your life who has been really helpful and supportive. It could be anyone. And I don't want this question to be an excuse for you to be more bummed out about life, because when you're burned out, often that is what our brain tries to do. Like, our brain will be like, oh, that reminds me, I have nobody. No, that's not what this tool is for. I want you to deliberately do the opposite of that, and I want you to just scan your past week or maybe your past month for a single person who has made things better in your life. And maybe that's like a grocery store clerk who was really nice to you. Whoever they are in your mind, just picture them. And now send them love. Just mentally imagine yourself sending them love. And really just savor the gratitude for that person being in your life for this moment. Okay. With that, I have some tools I want to offer you for moving through tomorrow and the next day and the next day. First one I'm calling marginal rejuvenation. And that is a play on the term vaginal rejuvenation, which is a brochure that my doctor has in her exam room. So what is marginal rejuvenation? Well, I want you to strive for something in the coming week, which is when you address what you have bandwidth for, I want you to ask yourself, what will make me feel the most rejuvenated? Like, will it be having gotten this work email out and off of my shoulders? Or is it, maybe I get to take a shower and shave? So whatever it is, whatever is more rejuvenating to you, that will be your guide. And I just want you to really frame it as such and then savor the fuck out of it. Like, savor the outcome. Like, I feel marginally rejuvenated. Just expect that this thing will give you lightness and kind of like a mini reset button. Like, it's an opportunity for you to feel anew. Okay, that's the first tool. The next tool is called The Usual Suspects Part 2. You might be asking, did they make a sequel to that movie? Nope. But there is a sequel to that Help Me Be Me tool. That is a tool I put in another episode a while back. It's a post-it that basically shows all the shit you have on your plate and reasons that things are hard. And it's just a way to remind yourself of the perspective you might have. Like, to keep in mind, like, oh yeah, I haven't gotten sleep for the last month, whatever it is. It's just, or I haven't been able to exercise. Like, just all the factors that create the conditions so you can see what is creating your perspective. So I want you to make a Usual Suspects list part two. Perhaps get a longer sheet of paper to tape up on the fridge or in your closet. And on that list, I just want you to write all of the reasons that shit is hard right now. Just all of the things that create stress in your life, all of the major real factors that are inducing this perspective in your life. Because it's not just you. I mean, there are legit real reasons. Like, I can't go to exercise classes. I can't go socialize with people who support me. I have not been able to find a replacement for the job that I lost, whatever it is. Just write all the list of things that are really stressful and scary and creating your perspective. And that's just to, like, remind yourself, like, yeah, oh yeah, that's why I don't feel like myself. That's why I feel really burned out. A little self-forgiveness list. All right, the next tool is called the internal break room. So I want you to imagine a little tiny room. It's cozy. There's an orchid, some soothing music, and this room exists inside your head. It's like an infinity pool of love, but it's inside your head when your eyes are closed and when you're kind of staring into the backs of your eyelids. So I want you to look at, right now, if you can close your eyes, just look at the backs of your eyelids and see what it looks like in this room. If you see, like, vibrating colors, or if you see shapes, or if you see kind of, I don't know, like very vague static patterns, whatever it is, just observe. And just want you to know that this is the place you can come throughout your day, just for a few moments at a time. And this is for you to come just to tune out when things are really intense. And you can just sit here, listen to the music, just take one deep breath that is slow and conscious. And the point is to tune back into, you know, just stillness and that blackness, and just step back from the stress or the chaos and just float in this infinity pool of love just for a beat, and then revisit, go back into wherever you are. But as often as you can, just go in this little internal break room. All right, next tool is called Order the Large Nothing with a Side of Sleep. I just want you to take stock of what is currently on your plate and just look at the stuff you have to do before you can rest, and just in order to manage, you know, dealing with the essentials. And just, I want you to look at that list of things and consider the idea that one or two of those things maybe doesn't have to happen at all. Because whatever your brain is telling you, I'm sure it's like, well, but I don't have a choice. I really have to do this because this is going to happen. And if I don't do this, it means this will happen. Just wanting you to take one tiny step toward loosening your brain's grip on the importance of this thing or that thing. Like, you know, when you have a hose that kind of welds itself to the spigot and you have to take pliers to get it undone. Like, just want you to do that with your brain's grip on, like, I have to do so much fucking shit. So just give yourself a little tiny bit of room of flexibility, and this flexibility will show up just as you approach the to-do list of things. It'll just, like, be something you recall where you'll be like, you know what? Maybe I really don't have to do this at all. Maybe I'm just going to not do this anymore. Maybe this isn't as essential as I thought it was. Just a little something to keep in mind for you. Just going to order the large nothing, and anytime you can, get a little side of sleep. All right, the next tool is just a mantra. All worry is wasted. I want you to, as much as you possibly can, save your brain energy for for the things that are active and happening, not things past tense. Because really what it is, it's just draining energy. And it's more about reminding yourself like, oh yeah, I'm wasting energy right now. This is not relevant, not useful. I'm just going to turn that off. I'm going to redirect my focus. Maybe do some mindful deep breaths with my eyes closed and some frozen peas on my eyes. All right, next tool. The universe has a sense of humor. So this is just, I'm making an inside joke with you right now. You and me are going to have an inside joke. Are you ready? The next third thing that goes wrong, that like makes you want to cry or that stresses the fuck out of you, that's our inside joke. I just want you to have that be hilarious and not bad. It's just fucking hilarious. So just bring in lightness into that moment. Because the third thing that goes wrong, or the third thing that gets messed up, it's just so silly. You might just considering, you know, telling it out loud. Like, that is so, you're so silly. And that is how life becomes a little more fun. Like, it's kind of like, I think you have to do that sometimes when things are so ugly or messy or stressful or exhausting. It's just like, instead of tears, you can just laugh. At the very least, it'll be, you know, like we're laughing together. You and I are laughing together. Okay. The next tool is called float. So, that is something that they told us to do in sixth grade. I went on a trip to Catalina. There were snorkeling involved, and they said if we got tangled in seaweed, just to allow ourselves to float, like not struggle, not fight. So I want you to do that with your life. Like when shit gets really hairy and overwhelming, like maybe two children are screaming, or you get more bad news, or you don't get any bites on your resume, or that second Zoom date amounted to nothing yet again, and you're in a state of stress so high, it's like filling up your ears and your nose. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, just I want you to close your eyes and visit the little internal break room inside your head and see the color of the light in front of your eyelids and just imagine yourself floating in this chaos. And the seaweed is just delicately curling around you but not taking hold. It's just like you're going with the flow and not fighting it. It just is. And maybe everything's okay. It's not as dire as it feels like it is at any given moment. Just allow yourself to float. Your head's above the water. Everything's okay. It's just flowing around you, this current that is life. So I hope those are helpful. Before I close, I want to thank my latest sponsors, Christina. Thank you so very much for your donation. And Sarah, thank you so very much. And a new monthly sponsor, Anna Sophia. Thank you so very much. To all of my sponsors, you guys mean so much to me. It's so helpful. I really appreciate it. And if anyone out there is really suffering, if you want to help out our show, you can also try some online counseling and use the code HelpMeBeMe. So it'd be trybetterhelp.com/HelpMeBeMe. That also really helps us out. If anyone else out there doesn't have the means for a donation, I totally understand. If you can refer a friend, that helps me a lot. I know a lot of you do that. Thank you. You can also leave a review on iTunes or on SoundCloud. All of the comments are wonderful to read. I love, love reading them. And in closing, everything in your life can change right now. It can be lighter, easier, funnier, and just at the very least, not as exhausting. Like, we can find new energy and see new beauty. It's almost like someone changed the lighting in the room and we didn't notice them do it. So that can happen for you right now. This day doesn't have to be as hard as it has been so far. And it doesn't have to be as painful as it has been for the last few days, you know, right now. So just remember that fact. And also give yourself a fucking break. Don't forget the laundry list of reasons that life is difficult for the world right now. I just want to leave you with a really, I would call it a delicious and helpful exercise. But before I do this, I want you to put in your mind's eye something nice that you can do for yourself in the future. Like something you want. Maybe that's a vacation. Maybe that's a hike. Maybe it's a yoga class. Maybe it's a souffle. Whatever it is, just call it to mind. And we're going to come back to it in 1 minute. I just want you to have something in mind. Okay, back to this exercise I want to leave you with. I want you to picture one of the top 5 best moments of your entire life. What is it? Where are you? Who are the people around you? And how do you feel? So wherever you are, look around this room or look around this place. Look at the faces of whoever is there. What is the embodiment of this moment? Just, I want you to relive it briefly right now. Play it out. What do you say? What do they say? What are the details about this moment that you remember and savor? And just really sit in this feeling in your body. Just let it flood you as if it were happening right now. Now, back to that thing you're going to give yourself in the future. Just call it back to mind and really look forward to that thing. And that's it. Hope you feel better and at the very least lighter. So I'm going to leave you with a verbal hug, and that is, I send you my love, and don't forget to smile.